Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Tom Watkins. He's a former state superintendent for the state of Michigan. He is also a world traveler. He travels the globe, talking business, talking politics. And Tom recently sent me an interesting piece that was actually covering him, but there were some things I didn't know in there, and I wanted to talk with Tom about that. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Johnny. I'm looking forward to riding my bike this afternoon, so if that weather clears up.
Well, I'm certain that it's going to, so you get out there and ride for me, because I'm a stationary bike guy myself. Tom, I recently saw an interesting quote from L. Brooks Patterson. He said, "Tom Watkins is the person who encouraged me to add Mandarin into our schools." Oakland County became the first in the U.S. to offer Chinese Mandarin to all 28 school districts. I find that interesting because we talk so much about how valuable language is, but we hear about Spanish more so than that, and French. But more and more school districts, including the Lansing School District, have added Mandarin to their curriculums.
Yeah, this is something that I pushed as state superintendent, but also have continued to do so. Look, all languages, you point out, Tony, are valuable for our young people. We're living in a global society. But Chinese is spoken by more people on the planet than any other language. It's one-fifth of the world's humanity, and it's the fastest-growing economy in the world. And what I said to Brooks Patterson, who I've known for probably 30 years and political and policy issues, is that it's good for our kids to prepare them for this hyper-competitive global economy, but it's also an economic magnet for Oakland County and southeastern Michigan. The Chinese are looking for places to invest around the world, and it's estimated they're going to invest over $1 trillion. We want to make sure that some of that investment comes here to make sure that it puts our workers back to work, and so Brooks pushed that, along with a number of other progressive public policy issues that I think are benefiting his community today.
With a strong Hispanic population in the mid-Michigan area and many parts of the country, what do you think is more important right now, Mandarin or Spanish?
Well, I think both languages are valuable. And if you had a ticket where you spoke English, Spanish, and Mandarin Chinese, it would be worth a Ph.D., in this global economy. But we need to get more and more people. I mean, as you know, most school districts offer Spanish. Few offer Mandarin Chinese. Again, fastest growing economy in the world. One out of every five people on earth are Mandarin-speaking people. It's something that we need to do to benefit ourselves economically, but also to be global citizens.
Tell me about the newly formed International Board of Advisors.
This is put together by the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and one of the things that the governor is doing is reaching out and selling our goods and services around the globe. And I was honored to be approached by Doug Smith, the senior vice president there, about serving on this this board, the advisory group, a number of other very key international people from university and businesses will advise them on ways that we can make Michigan more competitive in this global economy. I've been traveling to China for nearly a quarter of a century now, and there's tremendous opportunities for us to invest in China, which will benefit Michigan citizens, but more importantly, to attract that investment here that'll create jobs across our great state.
Tom, when we talk about Chinese investment, it got me to thinking about other countries who probably are looking to invest more, not only in the United States, but Michigan. What are those?
Well, it's oftentimes referred to as the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America, with Turkey and Indonesia coming on strong. But we can't forget our two major trading partners. Our top three trading partners today are Canada to our north, Mexico to our south, and one that I think is surprising to a lot of people is China, that is coming on strong as well. But we really need, we have here in Michigan, whether it's our great agricultural products, our great universities, our automotive technology know-how. The fact is we have 15,000 Mandarin-speaking engineers in the southeastern Michigan area. So we're ripe to sell our goods and service around the globe, which creates jobs right here at home.
What do you tell people who still have challenges with China, with the debt that we have with them, with the way that they treat their people, with the also the aspect of what they do with trade?
Look, there are issues with China. There are issues in any country around the globe, and we shouldn't shy away from pointing out those issues. And I have and will consistently and constantly do so. But the China wave is coming. We can do nothing and be swamped, or we can learn to surf and ride the wave. And I think that it makes sense to work with countries around the globe in order to create economic opportunities here at home. And that's what Governor Snyder has done. His first overseas trip was to Japan, Korea, and China. He's reached out and gone to Italy and Germany, and understands that this is not just we can be a peninsula, two beautiful peninsulas, but we cannot be an island in a global economy. And so he's created a number of programs in order to help put people back to work by selling our goods and services around the world.
Thanks so much, Tom. Have a great bike ride today.
So it's always good to be with you, and I certainly will. Thank you.